Hello, and just before we start, I'm going to sound a little bit different in this episode because I discovered that I had magically recorded myself using my inbuilt microphone on my MacBook Air. Brilliant. So you can imagine how rubbish that was. However, thanks to the tools at Adobe Podcast, I no longer sound like this. It's Friday, the 17th of March, 2023. But now I sound like this. It's Friday, the 17th of March, 2023.
The last word in podcasting news. This is the Pod News Weekly Review with James Cridlin and Sam Sethi.
I'm James Cridlin, the editor of Pod News.
And I'm Courtney Kosak from the Podcast Besties newsletter and now podcast.
Yes, Sam is away skiing, Las Vegas last week, Kitzbühel in Switzerland this week. It's a difficult life, isn't it, for some people? In the chapters today, Apple and Spotify are both number one. It just depends what you look at. The winners of the iHeart Podcast Awards and who didn't win there or at the Ambies. And also...
Hello, I'm Norma Jean Belenke. I'm the head of events at Podbean. And later I'll talk about podcast movement evolutions.
She will. This podcast is sponsored and hosted by Buzzsprout. Last week, 4,205 people started a podcast with Buzzsprout. Podcast hosting made easy with powerful tools and remarkable customer support. And now you can turn your listeners into supporters with Buzzsprout subscriptions.
From your daily newsletter, the Pod News Weekly Review.
So let's kick it off, James, with the iHeart Podcast Awards were just announced.
Yes.
So who won what? What's going on?
Well, so these were announced in New York. They were hosted by actor and comedian Brian Baumgartner. I don't know who he is, but then
I don't know.
I don't watch TV. I think he's something to do with The Office.
Oh yeah, Brian. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Brian. yes. So, great thing. And the weird thing was, by the way, with this award ceremony. So I've just come back, obviously, from Podcast Movement, and there was the Ambies in there, and they were in the Barry Manilow Theatre. Or I believe it's really called the International Theatre. It has the Copa Bar in it anyway.
Ooh.
That theatre seats 1,900 people and it was completely full, although they didn't open upstairs. The iHeart Podcast Awards were in front of two people, literally two people in the audience. That was it. It was a virtual thing and there were just two people sitting there providing the laughs, which was a little bit weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure what was going on there. But anyway, Pod News has published a list of the winners, which includes links, production companies, and podcast hosts. Everybody assumes that the iHeart Podcast Awards will be all iHeart shows. But actually, while Las Culturistas won, have I pronounced that right?
I think so.
They won, and they are an iHeart show. But actually, they only won 4 out of the 28 awards that they gave away. And the weird thing, though, that I did notice, and then I went back to the Ambies and checked there, no Spotify shows won any award in either the iHeart Podcast Awards or in the Ambies, which I thought was really strange. I'd not actually noticed that.
Oh.
So.
Do they sponsor the Ambies? Who's sponsors? Is the Ambies just an independent group?
Yeah, the Ambies is just an independent group. Should be no reason why. And iHeart, you wouldn't have thought that they would... You know, a Spotify show won an award last year in the iHeart Podcast Awards. So I wonder what's going on there. Do you have any fancy awards for the podcast that you do?
I just have a super low rent LA Press Club award.
Well, that's more than I have.
But you know what?
Do you apply?
No, I don't apply because I usually think, I don't know the case for the iHeart Awards or the Ambies, but I feel like with those things, usually the entry fees are so steep. So it's like you kind of have to feel like you're really going to win to make the investment. But I was excited. I saw Jackie Michelle Johnson won for Natch Butte, and she had two of the most incredible episodes I've heard this past year about her having her baby, pregnancy and childbirth. Oh. And so I was very excited to see that. So legit in that sense.
And I think, you know, relatively legit. There was a few sort of strange things a couple of years ago with the iHeart Podcast Awards. In terms of this year, yeah, I think it was a good stuff. So many congratulations to everybody that was nominated.
Yes.
And indeed, congrats. That ended up winning.
Okay, let's move on. Apple is number one, but Spotify is also number one. So wait, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Who's number one, James?
So this was data that I was able to reveal last week at Podcast Movement Evolutions. It's from Podtrac. And I'm forever hearing the fact that Apple is number one for podcasts, but also Spotify is number one for podcasts. I mean, we all know that iHeart is number one for podcasts, really. But Spotify, it turns out, and this is according to data that Podtrac have come out with, over 2 billion podcast downloads in January that they looked at. So that's a pretty good sample. And they ended up finding out that Spotify is number one for total people. So more than a third of all Americans use Spotify to listen to podcasts. Apple reaches about a quarter of all Americans, about 25%. But when you have a look at downloads, it's weirdly and massively different. So instead of just 33% of downloads for Spotify, Spotify has 8% of downloads, and Apple has 70% of downloads, which is massive. Now, there's probably something to do there with Apple's auto-downloading, but even Apple's auto-downloading wouldn't make that difference, though. So I found that really interesting. I mean, are you Spotify or Apple, or do you have a real phone, or, you know, how does all this work?
I'm Spotify, but I do... Like, I get auto-downloads on my Apple podcasts that I never listen to, so... I mean, maybe that could skew that heavy. And I listen to a lot of podcasts on Spotify, like way more than, you know, whatever the data from your keynote shook out to be.
The average per listener for Spotify is 3 per month, while the average per listener for Apple Podcasts, can't quite remember the number, but it's something like 26. Would be really good in a news podcast if I actually had that number in front of me. But yeah, so I mean, a tremendous difference, 9 times the difference. And some of that is going to be auto downloads, but not that much. I think we worked out that auto downloads that aren't listened to in Apple Podcasts is about 30%.
Okay.
So even if you were to take that bit out, it's still a tremendous difference. And I wonder whether that is because, do you ever use those playlists that, you know, the morning drive playlist that mixes music and you know, news and podcasts and things, because they apparently exist on Spotify. I can't imagine anything I would like to listen to less, but nevertheless, they exist. And maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe people are listening to something that they see called the morning drive, and then all of a sudden they hear, you know, the New York Times Daily or something, and Michael Barbaro telling you what else you need to know today. And maybe it's that, but I don't know. It's really strange differences there in terms of the data, but really good to see. I think there were 2 podcast apps that have really grown over the last 18 months or so. Would you like to take a guess what those podcast apps were?
Ooh, I'm gonna go with Pocket Casts. And I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I mean, one of them was Google Podcasts, but which increased...
Really?
Well, yeah, which increased 19 times, I think, on one of the stats. But then 19 times nothing is still nothing, sadly. So there is always that. But Amazon Music has had a storming 18 months or so.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's the... they now offer free, ad-free podcasts and all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, I think that they've had a really good... A really good 18 months. So yeah, so really nice to end up seeing that. So yeah, lots of numbers from Podtrac, and I had even more numbers.
Yeah, I want to know about your little fancy keynote. You gave the keynote, James. I saw you were in a suit.
Yeah.
You were looking sharp.
Yeah.
You were up there, you know, telling everybody about the numbers. So what was in it?
Yeah, so this was the Pod News report card. I should say... this was my wedding suit. I got married in that, but it turns out that if you wear it on a stage somewhere, then it's a company expense.
Oh.
So, yeah. So there we go. So, yes. So I was there at Podcast Movement Evolutions. I was unveiling the Pod News report card, which is essentially lots of podcast creators. We also got data from the listeners as well, but lots of podcast creators who were talking about their particular favorite podcast apps and podcast platforms, why they like them, why they don't like them, all that kind of stuff. And what we ended up discovering is that both Apple and Spotify have increased in the love that podcast creators have for them. Although actually, it turns out that Apple, you know, again, has had a pretty good set of numbers with their support team doing particularly highly as well. I guess the podcasts that you do are in all of these individual platforms.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I try to get them everywhere, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, wherever you listen to podcasts, as I've heard somebody saying, wherever you found this podcast, which I thought was an interesting different way of.
I like that one. Yeah.
Interesting different way of putting it. It was interesting hearing that. And actually, Podcast Movement Evolutions was a great sort of event as well. Lots of people there. A bit weird in Vegas. Not such a fan of Vegas, to be honest.
You don't like Vegas?
No.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's nice for the first 24 hours, isn't it? And then after that, you just go, I just want to go home. I just want to see somewhere with a supermarket and, you know.
But you weren't there that long, were you?
I was there for a week.
What, 3 days? Oh, a week. Yeah, that's a little long.
Yeah, it is a little long.
Great hookers, though, right, James? No, just kidding.
I wouldn't. And by the way, I should point out that sort of thing is illegal in Vegas under Nevada law, under Clark County law.
That's why you were so pissed. You were like, I'm out of here. I've been deceived.
I've read the reviews and it's all false. Yes, no. So you're a fan of Vegas then, are you?
Yeah, no, I think it's great to just, you know, it's close to LA. So 6 hours as a quick little getaway. Nice little sinful getaway. Everything, it's so concentrated.
Quick little getaway, 6 hours. Well, yeah. I guess the only time I've been to Vegas really has been when I've been going there for some industry conference. And so maybe I have a slightly different view on the matter.
But that's the deal. It's like those conferences are so painful. You might as well. Well, actually, Podcast Movement is a very pleasant conference. I'm speaking for conferences in general.
Yes. Now, I used to stay at the Riviera Hotel, and the Riviera Hotel was just opposite the Las Vegas Convention Center. It was one of the, you know, the OG hotels. It was a bit of a dump, to be honest, but there was a benefit to it in that it had a bar in the basement, and the bar was an English pub. And so you would go in there and it would have, you know, red phone boxes and pictures of Big Ben and all this stuff. It was just
right at home.
Yeah, it was quite nice, really. So, yeah, and they've upgraded that entire hotel now by turning it into a car park.
Oh,
which I think
gorgeous.
Which I think whole thing knocked down. We were staying at the Westgate where Elvis used to sing. So, yeah, which was super good.
So, wait, I didn't go, though.
No.
And I had a little bit of FOMO, I have to admit. Uh-huh. Can you just give me the main crack? What happened?
Well, I didn't see any of that, I'll tell you.
the Irish crack.
But in terms of, I mean, you know, it was the Ambies were great to go to, you know, a packed house and everybody. There was a sizable number of people who turned up for the Ambies and then turned around and went home, which I thought was interesting. But Podcast Movement Evolutions, lots of people there. I think what I've been grappling with, particularly since it was in Vegas this year, was what Podcast Movement is all about, Podcast Movement Evolutions specifically, because Podcast Movement is obviously everything. Podcast Movement Evolutions is supposed to be very much more business conference, and to a great extent it was. But what we didn't necessarily see is, I mean, you know, there were beginners sessions there as well, and there were other sort of things. So it was a bit sort of weird from that point of view. But great to be back. Great to see so many friends, and and just lots of folk patting themselves on the back for actually seeing themselves in the flesh for the first time in in 6 months. Not that sort of in the flesh, you understand, or at least if it was, you know,
very sexual event. This podcast movement.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Let's stop that and say yes, you weren't there, but Norma Jean Belenke from Podbean was. So I asked her what she thought of the event.
Podcast Movement is amazing because it's really, you know, an amalgamation of everybody in the industry. It's kind of the convention, you know, where everybody gathers. And this was actually my first Evolutions. I'd only been to the large one in the summer last year in Dallas, which is, you know, wild. And it's just a zoo, to be honest. And this one was really more industry. You know, it was a lot of people coming in from LA. Obviously, we had people from all over the world, which was incredible. And people were talking about several kind of, I guess, buzz in the air kind of things that people were talking about. Obviously, ads. Everyone's talking about ads these days. We love talking about ads and Podbean. and then also, I think there was a really big push to make sure that everybody's voices are heard. You know, there were a lot of sessions where people talked about how to market your podcast, how to sell your podcast. Danielle Desir-Corbett did a fantastic session. I hosted a panel on how podcasting amplifies the voices of women and marginalized creators. And actually, one of my panelists won an AMBY, Anna Deshawn. I got very lucky. I picked a winner, literally. So that was very good. And it was a lot of, you know, it was a lot of tech, a lot of people talking about different solutions within podcasting. On the hosting side, you know, things are pretty settled. But now I find in this kind of next wave of podcast service provider companies, we're getting AI, we're getting a lot of social network apps, and a lot of features that really help podcasters with creating captions or writing their show notes or the things that, you know, can kind of drag you down and create pod fade.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about AI, wasn't there, at the event? And also an awful lot of talk about YouTube. You know, I mean, I hosted a panel all about video podcasts. I think the panel was called Defining a Podcast, What Happens When Listeners Turn Into Viewers. And so, of course, I asked everybody what a podcast was and whether listeners had turned into viewers. And the overwhelming answer was no, they haven't. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
But there was an awful lot of talk of YouTube, wasn't there?
Absolutely. And we all see that around the corner. It's just on the horizon, you know, that video component, especially YouTube. I think last year, Edison spoke about how I think it's the number one way that people find podcasts digitally versus like word of mouth or in person. But the number one digital place that people find podcasts is YouTube over other directories. So I think we all see this change coming. It's kind of a rising tide in terms of video, and there are ways to work with it. There's definitely a pressure there. Don't feel like you have to succumb to it. But it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, everybody understands how YouTube works. Everybody understands how monetization works on that platform. Not everybody understands quite what YouTube are going to do. And obviously it's US only, and you and I aren't based in the US. So therefore, you know, we're not necessarily going to see it instantly. But, you know, really exciting. And I think, you know, one of the things I covered in the Pod News report card was just how fired up podcast creators already are for YouTube, even though they haven't actually launched yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the video component also adds a really fun element for podcasters, right? You feel like you're in the room with them. And, you know, traditionally with podcasting, it's been an audio only medium. And so you have that intimacy, right? You're listening on the same device as you call your mom, right? Or as you talk to your kids. But video, it's more like you get to see the people and you really get to fill out the picture. So if you're not filling it out yourself, or, you know, you want to have that visual component, it's a great option. And I think you're right, James. We're all wondering what YouTube's going to do, right? It's kind of the elephant in the room, right? Everyone's talking about video. You know, we know that it's on the rise. We know YouTube is a huge home for podcasts. And at the same time, we're waiting for them to make an announcement to present strategy and to see how they're going to move forward.
Yeah, indeed. No, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there. How important are events like Podcast Movement Evolutions to you? I think I was chatting to somebody else from a large podcast host, and they were saying that it used to be the place where you would pick up new business. Now it's a place where you're not necessarily picking up new business, but what you are doing is you are furthering the relationships that you currently have with your clients. And I think that's an interesting view of how these sorts of large events have actually changed.
I would say for Podbean, it's both. So we definitely interact with our podcasters at live events. And of course, you know, if you're listening, if you ever come and see a Podbean booth, come say hi. We have our podcasters join Podbean for the first time, sign up for their account at the booth. We have other podcasters that are hosted with Podbean pull up their accounts if they have any questions. You know, we really want people to feel, not that it's a tech support booth, but if you do have a question, all of our team is there to make sure that it's answered and that you have the resources and support that you need. I think additionally, in terms of that relational component, at Podbean, we always have new products, right? We're really like cutting edge company in that way. So for us, it's something where like, yes, we have over 600,000 podcasts hosted with Podbean, but then additionally, right, we just launched our VIP program. Last year we launched our network plan. We have programmatic now. So for us, it's really both, you know, it's an opportunity to network within the industry, bring in new podcasters onto the platform and strengthen those relationships with our current podcasters, whether if they have a question, if they just want to meet us, or to introduce them to a new program or product within the platform that's the right fit for them.
And you remind me that, yes, you did. You launched a new VIP program last week. What is the VIP program in a nutshell?
Yeah, absolutely. So the VIP program is for podcasters or networks that have a minimum of 10,000 downloads across one or all their shows. And we offer free hosting. We'll sell your ads. That's pretty much what it is. So it really allows podcasters to focus on what they love about podcasting, which is creating content. And then we're able to, you know, utilize our network, our ads marketplace, our entire advertising department, pod ads, our dynamic insertion platform, you know, all the solutions we have at Podbean. We're able to take that over for podcasters so that they don't have to run the day-to-day of their ads. Because I think a lot of podcasters are really intimidated by that. And, you know, once you put in the work and you have a minimum amount of downloads that we can monetize pretty easily, we want to do that work for you, make it easier so that you can go back to doing what you love.
Sounds good. What did you think of Las Vegas? Was it your first time? It can't have been your first time in Vegas.
No, it was not my first time in Las Vegas. I do not.
Not your first rodeo.
No, I think everybody had, this is going to sound, you know, it's not podcasting related, but we all had this kind of weird sinus cold, you know?
Yes.
It was very dry and very cold. So like a high desert weather.
And they still smoke there. They still smoke indoors.
Yeah, inside. So we were walking through like a smoke-filled casino. Someone walked by me and I don't remember who it was, but I remember overhearing somebody say, "Even my bones are dry." Like that was the kind of,
yes,
that was the catchphrase of Las Vegas.
It was really tough.
And
thing,
also
wasn't it?
I do feel like maybe it was something where, you know, a lot of people came in and out, maybe not for the entire time of the conference. So if it were somewhere that were a little bit less like a conference town or you know, a playground kind of town, or if it were in LA, I think it would probably have had a different feeling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was certainly in LA for the last couple of years and will be in LA next year, which is really good. We're back at the where are we? We're back at the Marriott Live, I think.
JW Marriott.
Yeah, JW Marriott. Yes, that's exactly
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Great hotel. And there's a really fun diner just across the street called The Pantry. So for anybody out there, it's a fun one.
I clearly missed out on this last year. That was the first year that I met Sam. We'd been podcasting for 12 months. And it was the first time I actually met him in the flesh. There's not much flesh, I'll tell you.
Oh, isn't that the best? I think that's also one of the great things about conferences and in-person podcasting events is that, you know, you have these relationships that are virtual or digital. And to connect with people in real life, you're able to kind of put a face to the name, but you also get a lot more done, you know, and you kind of see what else is possible. So I think it really does lend itself to more creativity, more collaboration, and especially for businesses within the podcasting industry, more business.
And finally, you run a bunch of events as well at Podbean, don't you?
I do. I'm the head of events, virtual events here at Podbean. So I do a couple of things. I produce and host our in-house podcast, Podcasting Smarter. So have a listen to that. And then we have about 3 virtual events every month because we have so many products at Podbean. Mm. We talk a lot about monetization and we really want podcasters to understand how it works. It's not intimidating. We break it down for you. So we have a lot of events focused on that. A lot of community-based events that are virtual. We had an event for Black History Month. We have an event coming up for chronic kidney disease in March. We have some incredible guests from the Mayo Clinic, from the Pharmacy Podcast Network, some top nephrologists. It's really incredible. So really, you know, how podcasting is utilized in different ways, for instance, in the medical field. And then we also have an enterprise platform. So for anybody who has a corporate day job and wants to take their love of podcasting to their work, We have an entire platform that top Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies use for encrypted and secure podcasting. So we do a lot of value-based content and a lot of really fun events for our corporate clients as well.
Yeah, and of course, you have your own podcast app as well, which is pretty good. If you listen to this very podcast on that app, then you see all of the transcripts and everything else appearing, which is really, really smart. So yeah, there's a lot of sort of hidden things around the Podbean company, which is always interesting to find out about, I think.
Absolutely. We definitely have so many products. It's really a fun team to be part of. We're always evolving and we really care about our podcasting community. You know, we're always podcaster first. How can we make their lives easier? And what solutions and products can we come out with that are going to be fun and of value and just enhance the experience for our podcasters?
So how do people get in touch with you?
Oh gosh. Well, you can find me on LinkedIn, of course. And our email for Podcasting Smarter is podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. So if you have any questions there or any episodes for the show you want to pitch us, we always love to highlight our podcasters here at Podbean. And we talk about our new features. We have industry experts. It's a really fun show.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, James.
So thank you, Norma Jean Belenke from Podbean. Now, Sam never likes talking about Spotify, but let's talk about Spotify since he's not here.
Yay.
For a second, because they lost another exclusive show.
They have.
Aww.
They've lost another exclusive show. Where's it gone? no, it's not like that. Esther Perel's Where Should We Begin has ended.
Oh, I saw this.
Spotify. Yeah, it became a Spotify original produced by Gimlet back in 2019. It was actually previous to that. It was on Audible. And I think Eric Newsom was one of the people that worked on that show. Anyway, it's found a new home at Vox Media. And I think interestingly as well, they are basically turning it from being a series-based show or a season-based show into something which is always there. So every single week, always on from, well, the press release said summer, but I'm in Australia at the moment where it is summer. So I wrote it up as quarter three. So one more exclusive podcast that Spotify have lost. Do you think that Spotify are basically getting rid of many of their exclusives? They're clearly not going to get rid of Joe Rogan, but do you think that exclusive is still planned for them?
I think they're over it. Honestly. And I think for Esther, this is very on brand for her to not be monogamous with her, producing partner. But yeah, it doesn't seem like Spotify is very committed to their exclusive slate. And didn't everyone just leave Spotify?
Well, Spotify has seen a 6%, a 6% redundancy rate, I think. So, yeah, although Vox Media has seen a 7% one. So, you know, Vox Media cut a lot of people, then got new funding. So I'm a bit confused as to what's going on there.
But it seemed like it was the higher ups at Spotify that, like, were probably kind of in charge of these shows.
Yeah, exactly right. There were some very big higher ups, including, of course, Dawn Ostroff, who was the big cheese, so to speak. And yes, and she ended up leaving earlier on in the year. So perhaps that's got something to do with some of this, or perhaps it's just a change of plan that actually they're going to keep Rogan for obvious reasons. His face turned up in the promo for Spotify that they showed last week when they announced Spotify for podcasters and various other things. So he's clearly still part of the gang, but not quite sure who else is going to be. So I think Call Her Daddy is the other really big one, isn't it, as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably don't want to get rid of that one.
Yeah. So would you do an exclusive show? I mean, obviously, if Spotify came with lots of money, I'm sure that you'd say yes, thank you very much, as anyone
maybe
would.
Maybe if I already had a big audience, but I do really think it limits your reach. And that is a problem, right? If you're in growth mode.
Yeah. I think Brené Brown said something like when she went exclusive onto Spotify, then the number of books that she sold went down, which you can kind of understand, can't you? Because, you know, fewer people hearing her show, therefore fewer people that might go out and buy the books. Although, yeah, you know, I don't know.
I worked on a Spotify show and the downloads were pretty disappointing. So I think maybe they don't always perform that well.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be really hard to basically, because what you're basically saying is, looking back at the data that I was showing earlier, only 9% of all downloads are on Spotify. So what you're basically saying is by making an exclusive show, then actually you lose potentially 90% of all of your podcast downloads, which is possibly not such a good plan.
Yeah.
Let's move on and let's take a quick look at People News. He was only there for 90 days, but Rob Greenlee has left Podbean. He's starting his own podcast network consultancy business, Spoken Life Media. I had a good chat with him at Podcast Movement. And he says he needs to be seen as unbiased in his view on distribution and monetization tools. He, of course, used to work for Libsyn, and before that, he used to work for Podcast One and Spreaker. And I do hear that Buzzsprout are considering giving him a one-day contract just so that he can say that he's worked for Buzzsprout as well, which I think is pretty funny. Devon Taylor has been made senior editor of The Daily from The New York Times. She joins from Gimlet. Adam Sachs, who joined SiriusXM a while back after they bought Team Coco. He is now seemingly the boss of everything, senior vice president of entertainment, comedy and podcasts programming for SiriusXM. And what's interesting is that that means that podcasting will be in the same place as entertainment and comedy programming on the satellite radio. So that's interesting to end up seeing. And Brendan Monaghan, talking of people who have left Spotify, Brendan Monaghan left Spotify's Megaphone a year ago. He was CEO, and he is now CEO of a car repair company.
Moving on up.
Which is an interesting
change. No, maybe
change.
It is. I don't have enough information.
Big, yeah, maybe it is. I'm sure it is. If you're looking for a job, PodNews has podcasting jobs across the industry and across the world. They're free to post as well. It'll just take 2 minutes to add a new role at podnews.net/jobs.
The tech stuff on the PodNews Weekly Review.
Yes, it's the stuff you'll find every Monday in the PodNews newsletter. Here's where we do all of the tech talk. Well, what have you got first in this list?
Okay, podcast app Pocket Casts has upgraded its experience for Apple CarPlay.
Yes. Do you use podcasts in the car?
No, frankly. But pretty much all the time I'm not in cars, I listen to podcasts.
Right. Okay. Well, that's acceptable then. Why is that then? Is it?
It's jam out time. I need to rock out while I'm driving.
Yep. So you really like 101.9 The Bear or something like that.
92.3. It's hip hop and R&B.
I wake up with Big Boy in the morning on Real 92.3.
Station. It's all heat.
LA's home for hip hop. Real 92.3.
It's everybody's home radio station in LA. They're like, the other guys, they don't matter. I think they say that on every station. Isn't that what they say?
Oh.
On every station, they're like, nobody.
Quite possibly.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Tune us in and rip the knob off, which I believe the phrase back in the 1980s. Yeah. I'm not sure they end up doing that. But yeah, Pocket Cast is actually on a roll. It's both doing a better experience in Apple CarPlay. It's also going to be supporting transcripts and JSON chapters, which is really good. So JSON chapters, obviously a nicer way of doing chapters, but transcripts, so you can actually see closed captions and search for the bit you want. So that's all pretty good. And according to 9to5 Google, Pocket Cast is also developing a Wear OS app for smartwatches. I am one of the only people in the world with a Wear OS watch, one of the Google watches. So I'm delighted that for the five people like me, we'll be able to listen to podcasts on watches.
On your wrist?
On your wrist.
Just with tiny speakers?
Yeah.
What is going on?
You could do that with Apple too.
Maybe with ear pods it makes sense,
yeah.
But otherwise that's nonsense.
Yeah, I think it is nonsense. The watch that I have now is the first watch that I've got with a speaker on it. And so I can actually, ask it what the weather's going to be like, and the watch tells me.
You just look like a total idiot doing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even more of a total idiot.
So someone has proposed a new tag in the podcast namespace called Accepts Guests. Now, I'm an idiot. James, explain this to me like I'm five.
All right. Well, so the podcast namespace. Let's rewind. So podcasts use RSS. RSS is lovely. When we started using RSS, which was invented by Dave Weiner and Adam Curry, Back in 2004, well, actually slightly earlier, but let's not cut hairs. That was all fine. And then Apple added a few additional things, and then no one did anything for RSS at all. So that meant that if you wanted to add new features, anything like that, then you basically couldn't. What's being worked on now is a thing called a podcast namespace, which basically extends RSS and makes you able to add additional features. And one of those additional features might be transcripts. One of those additional features might be, you know, closed captions for your podcast app. One of them might be who's on this particular show, for example, or some form of payment, which we might get back to later. But this is a thing that you put in your RSS feed. And you basically say whether or not your show accepts guests or not. Because I don't know about you, I've had so many emails from people saying, we really want to be a guest on your show. And I'm there going, Pod News Daily is a three-minute show, and no.
Stay open-minded, so, James. You don't know.
Well, maybe. But it would be a very, very quick guest thing. So someone... has proposed a new tag called Accept Guests, which essentially allows anybody to know whether or not you actually accept guests, which is the plan there.
Is this an open source thing, this podcast namespace? And then so people just contribute to it?
Yeah, so people contribute to it. You may have already guessed that I may have contributed that.
Oh, I didn't guess. Again, total idiot.
So there you go. But it is. It's completely open. There are loads of really nice ideas. And whether or not this is a nice idea, I don't know. But, you know, it's always worth giving it a proposal and seeing whether people like it. A new tag in the podcast namespace. If you listening have any idea as to whether or not that's a good thing, then head on to the podcast 2.0 GitHub. It's actually the podcast index GitHub for other confusing reasons. Have your say.
So powered by ChatGPT, Podcast Mania lets you type in a few words to create a full podcast using AI. So we asked it for a full episode. You can hear the results in the latest episode of the Pod News Extra podcast. And did we break it, James?
Well, yeah, I think we might have broken it. So I did a quick thing all about, test, which you'll find in the Pod News Extra podcast, which is basically asking ChatGPT to produce a podcast all about Apple Podcasts' upcoming Android app, which of course they're going to be doing because they're not stupid. And it was a really good sort of, you know, 3-minute podcast, which was basically all about that. And here's a clip.
There have been rumors and speculations for years that Apple is working on an Android version of their podcast app.
So that's nice, isn't it? But what I also did is I thought, well, I should make a podcast which is about you. So I went to Podcast Mania.
I'm honored.
Gave it a go. But unfortunately, they're not doing any of the text-to-speech at the moment because it costs them too much. Oh. Which is no good. But I've got the text, and I like, it calls you a prominent figure in the world of comedy and entertainment.
I like the indelible mark on the entertainment industry, which I feel like I've definitely made on this episode alone. I've made enough off-color jokes to warrant that that claim.
Yeah, I was trying to work out, you know, is an indelible mark a good thing or a bad thing? Is it the same as an indelible stain? I don't know. But is all of this right?
No.
A producer on the hit TV show Dollface, is that right?
No. I did write on an Amazon animated show that won an Emmy called Danger and Eggs, not mentioned in this.
Okay.
It says I am currently co-hosting Private Parts Unknown. Not true.
Because I asked you earlier whether or not you'd won any awards. You didn't mention an Emmy.
Well, I didn't personally win the Emmy, but the show did.
Oh, okay.
And then it got canceled after one season. And then I
desperately
moved to podcasting.
You've written for Rolling Stone, Vanity Fair, and The Hollywood Reporter, is that right?
No, I have written for The Washington Post, The LA Times, and Cosmopolitan. I was featured in Vanity Fair one time. No, that was Variety.
Okay.
And that is totally an inaccurate sentence.
Wow. Where has it got all of this stuff from? And it also says, in addition to her work in the entertainment industry, Courtney is an outspoken advocate for social justice and equality. Do you like social justice and equality, or have they got that wrong too?
No, I do like social justice and equality, but I would I have to say, you know why I think they added that line? Is because I, on Twitter, offered to DM people topless photos of me if they would donate to Black Lives Matter. So okay. I really don't think that is the kind of social justice figure that they're thinking.
Wowzers. Good Lord. Yes. Well, have you used AI for anything, and has it actually been any better?
So, yeah, I have tested this out kind of begrudgingly for my podcast as well. I had it do Ernest Hemingway for my writing podcast called The Bleeders. It was okay. I was underwhelmed, but it had a few, you know, short sentences. Like, I don't know. It was fine. And then I had it do Joe Rogan for Podcast Bestie. And it was a little bro-y, again, underwhelming. And then it wouldn't do anything for Private Parts Unknown because the robots are prudes. What's up with that?
Yeah, this is your smutty podcast,
yes.
Isn't it? Yes. So it's a podcast that I seem to remember I had to write about in Pod News, but obviously I'd like everybody that works in boring corporate environments to get the newsletter. And so therefore I couldn't actually write anything about what the podcast was about. Which was very strange. But there we are. This is all right. What's that podcast about?
Private Parts Unknown.
Mm.
Love and sexuality around the world. So I've been to Tokyo, Helsinki, Mexico City, and interviewing locals, getting them to, you know, tell me about the customs and the gender norms and everything that's happening there. It's really fun. And then when I'm back in LA, you know, I talk about all sorts of stuff, abortion and Shibari and non-monogamy and everything in between.
Japan's weird, isn't it? What a weird place. In a good way.
In a good way. In a really good way.
Okay, go find that episode. Excellent. Well,
so wait, can you explain something to me, James? Because I have been, obviously, we're in the tech segment right now, and I've been listening to your show a lot today in preparation for this. And I am like really excited about V2V,
yeah,
from you. So can you tell me about it? And I'm not a techie. Like, am I going to know how to set this up? And is it worth it if I don't have a bunch of people trying to give me sats all the time? Will they want to give me sats or not? I don't know.
Will they want to give you sats or not? Well, I think it's time to firstly go into Boostergram Corner, and then we can see how many people have given us sats, and then we'll work out how that works for you. So let's do Boostergram Corner now.
Boostergram.
Okay. Boostergram Corner.
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 On the Pod News Weekly Review.
Yes, it's our favourite time of the week. Well, it's my favourite time of the week. It's Boostergram Corner. And yes, we've got a number of different boosts this week. What's the first one here? Dave Jones, more than 5,000 sats, 5,150. I'm not quite sure what that number means. But anyway, from Castomatic. Great show live from the stage, gents. He's talking about me and Sam last week. Now you've proved you can do it. You have to do it every week. Ah, well, we will see. 100 sats from Part B. There are a couple more that we've got sent as well, haven't we?
Yes. 2,222 sats from Mere Mortals podcast sent through some pod fans feedback for Sam.
Oh.
Awesome to have another app on the scene.
And, 22 sats is a row of ducks.
Oh, yeah. They all mean something, right?
Yeah, they all mean something. Yeah. See if you can guess what the last one is.
We made it through World War II. I have no idea. It's
You're absolutely right. It's from Brian of London. And it's an Israel boost. It's 1948, because that's where Brian is, and that's when Israel was...
I actually was shockingly close on that.
and Brian is boosting for Jordan's infectious laugh. Jordan, of course, on the show last week. So, yes, this is part of Value for Value, and Value for Value is a very excellent thing. It's very much part of this new movement called Podcasting 2.0. There's a really good website which is out there, which is Value for Value, and then that's a number 4 in the middle because, you know, obviously, valueforvalue.info. And that will give you a ton of information about how this stuff works. But basically, if you like this podcast, then you can either reward us with time, with talent, or treasure. If you want to spend time with us listening to these shows, then that's valuable of itself. Talent, of course, is if you want to do something for this show. Maybe you want to do artwork, which I know that Adam Curry does for No Agenda and all that kind of stuff. And treasure is, of course, sending some money back. And all of this SATS stuff is all money, really. Now, if I was planning ahead, what I would have done is I would have gone into the system and actually found out how much this podcast has made over the last month. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
What's a ballpark? Do you know?
Yeah, well, I can actually tell you the exact number. For the last 30 days, we've made $53. That's 53 proper American dollars, not the Australian ones that we have down here.
Awesome.
So, you know, $53 is pretty good. We were able actually to spend quite a lot of money in terms of beer for our listeners in Vegas last week. So that was really good. That was a really excellent thing. Now, you were asking how you would do it. Probably the easiest thing is to go and download an app called Fountain, which is an app that you can play around with. It allows you to send boosts, it allows you to receive them, but more importantly, allows you to claim your podcasts on there. So you can actually claim your podcasts on there. It will then make everything work across all of the different podcast apps.
Ooh.
And you can start accepting boosts and things if you ask for them. But if you don't ask for them, then nobody sends you any. So that's part of the plan here.
I'm excited to ask. I got to do an episode about it, and then I can ask for SATS.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you should absolutely do an episode of podcast besties. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Plus these comments.
Exactly. And the really smart thing about all of the comments is that even if people are sending you really nasty negative comments, they're still paying to send them.
Oh, I love that.
So it's a good thing. But yes, I would probably start with the Fountain app. I am an advisor for them, but they've made it really easy and simple. And there's also other ways into that as well, but definitely worthwhile giving that a go.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
Now, let's have a quick look at upcoming events. It seems ridiculous after just coming back from Vegas to be talking about more events, but there are more events, and there's another event that I'm going to in a week, Radio Days Europe in Prague, which has a podcast summit on Sunday, the 26th of March. There's also a podcast design workshop from Czech Radio there as well. A few things going on the 22nd of April, the Black Effect Podcast Festival, which is happening in Atlanta in Georgia from iHeart, and the Birmingham Podcast Festival, which is happening in Birmingham in England, not the other Birmingham, because there's no other Birmingham, obviously. Birminghampodcastfestival.co.uk, that's happening on the 22nd of April as well. The Publisher Podcast Awards is happening on the 26th of April in London. Tickets are now on sale. I believe that Sam has snagged a free ticket, and that's why we mention it. Fair enough. And the New Zealand Podcast Summit, which is in Auckland, in early May. And I will be at the Podcast Show 2023 in London, which is taking place on the 23rd to the 25th of May. Very much looking forward to that, because obviously I'm back home, aren't I? You know, cockles and pears. Apples and pears, isn't it? Cockles and... Yes. Anyway, however, I've been in Australia for way too long. May have some fish and chips while I'm there as well, which I think would be a good thing. But yeah, that's a great show, and it's really nice to be in a really big, bustling podcast show that is in a different country, because you get just such a different vibe of all of that sort of thing.
I heard you had an amazing restaurant experience, Italian restaurant experience. In Vegas, you did an amazing impression of an American waiter. I was only mildly offended.
Yes, Sam looked at me with horror while I was attempting that New York Italian. He said, no.
Oh my God, can I also say one of my other favorite moments listening to your podcast was when you... Sam was explaining something and he was saying, you know, I could, if Bruno Mars did it, I could see myself liking it. And you said, Bruno Mars, you repeated it like Bruno Mars, so incredulous. I could not stop laughing.
Oh dear. Yes. Well, there's the thing. It was good fun doing it live last week, actually. It was good fun doing it, you know, in front of an audience. And what's slightly weird about the recording is that you don't hear any of the audience. So you don't hear any of the audience laughing or any of that. So it just sounds as if we're in a large, empty room, which is very weird. Talking about...
No, it sounds great. You guys did great.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Talking about events, don't forget ours, of course. Pod News Live, which is happening in Salford in Manchester on the 13th of June. Lots of people will be there at the Lowry Centre, and we're very much looking forward to being up there in sunny Manchester. You can get tickets now at podnews.net/live. And as I mentioned earlier on, if you do get value from what we do, the Pod News Weekly Review is separate from Pod News. Sam and I share everything from it, and we really appreciate your support so we can continue making this show. You can become a power supporter if you like at weekly.podnews.net, something that Buzzsprout does. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts and give Tim Apple 30% of your money at apple.co/podnews. Or you can support us with Sats by hitting the boost button in your podcast app. And if you don't have a podcast app with a boost button, then podnews.net/new podcast apps will help you find a new app. Now, what's happening for you this week, Courtney? Anything exciting?
Not really exciting. It's been raining nonstop in LA, but I published a new podcast bestie about how to throw a PR party for your podcast. And, you know, obviously I'm still promoting your episode a ton, James.
Yeah.
I got so many comments about that charming James Cridland.
Uh-oh.
I was like, ladies, just...
You can get away with anything with this accent.
I know, you really can.
You can get away with absolutely anything. So how to throw a PR party for your podcast. That sounds interesting. Does it involve wining and dining the editors of the...
Atusa Rubinstein, former 17 editor, was at this party. Lots of influencers in New York, and Isabella DiStefano breaks down how she threw the party. It was a very expensive party, but, you know, she made a lot of good guest contacts and... Check it out. Check it out on Podcast Bestie.
That sounds like an excellent plan. You'll find that podcast wherever you get this podcast, probably. Normally how these things work. And who else have you got coming up for that then?
I've been recording so many guests. I have I don't even want to spill yet. I'm not ready to share everyone, but some heavy hitters. You know, if I started with James, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm there wondering if you're sincere or not. But
anyway. I'm totally sincere. Okay, enough about me, James. So what else happened for you this week?
Well, this week has been partially in planes, obviously, on the way back from LA, Las Vegas first. I got 8 hours layover in LA, but as you so rightly say, it was raining and it was cold. And I was tired, and I thought, right, either I can go to, you know, and have a look around Venice Beach or somewhere where I haven't been, or Santa Monica where I have, and it's all right, and everything else. So either I can do that and get cold and get wet and get miserable, or I can just stay in the airport and stay in the lounge and drink other people's soda. So that's what I ended up doing.
Have a shoddy plate of fish and chips.
Yeah.
And
no, they don't.
Fosters.
They don't even do. They don't do fish and chips. And Foster's is a joke that we Australians play on the rest of the world.
Oh, okay.
So thankfully, that. And also the Qantas Lounge in LA. I mean, I know that this is a small thing, but they don't actually do Australian beer in there, which is very annoying. So you get to choose from Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada. And
what'd you pick?
I think I chose the Sierra Nevada, actually, which is a pretty good drop.
Okay.
So that's it for this week.
You can give us feedback at weekly@podnews.net or send us a boostagram. I love those boostagrams. Or if your podcast app doesn't support boosts, then grab a new app from podnews.net/new podcast apps.
Yes, our music is from Studio Dragonfly. Our voiceover is Sheila D, and we're hosted and sponsored by Buzzsprout. Podcast hosting made easy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. A silly pleasure.
Get updated every day.
subscribe to our newsletter at podnews.net. Tell your friends and grow the show.
And support us.
And support us. The Pod News Weekly Review will return next week. Keep listening.
Oh my God, I hope you can use this.